Perek Gimel, we didn't do the footnote yet. Okay, we finished the Perek. We didn't have the next Perek yet. But we have this footnote over here on the bottom. Okay. And here, as we're talking about that, a human being, when he comes to recognize the fact that he is a creation, and there is a creator, that's when a person recognizes that the person becomes aware of what it means to be a human being. Okay. Now, then he says, so when do you feel that presence, that feeling of that relationship? He says there's moments when you get it. Yes, so Eric Nims, he wants to say, take that thought and maybe expand a little bit. Kekaras and Hebrews, he Hamatzeres is the Musa Adam. Behi Hamaviyosu Lamaylas Habedidus Shimayla Adam Hatzmoy. The Rak Nitzel shows Hamavudodes. So he mentioned the day called Bedidus up on the top. Bedidus is when a person is alone. Says when Mitzar Barad Yeshe Husamachana, it's by himself, right? So we understand that, or we could understand that there are moments of privacy, moments of when a person is alone, which a person takes advantage of that moment. But rather, this becomes an integral part of the being of the person, having that element of being a bodo. So where do you get that? Murei Dabra Omot Bitar of Parshas Balak. Kimarosh Surim Erenu, Lamigo Ois Ashurenu. I look and I see that we're rooted in the rocks and in the mountains and in the hills. Hein Am Levodot Yishkoi. Behold, Kal Yisrael is a nation which dwells Levodot by itself. I'm looking for the roots of Klal Yisrael. And this is what the Obus and the Mos gave to Klal Yisrael, is a foundation. But the Pasuk Rashi says we're looking for a shurish, a root. And then the pasuk is Hein Am Levodot Yishkoyin. So Gilsa Bezat Torah, Kibedidus Mora Al Sharish Ruchni Amuk. The state of being a Bodad is indicative of having a strong, well developed, well founded Sharish of Ruchnius. Therefore, Klaiso Bodod may shoot Yusin and Chuzik in such a Russia. Klaiso can be a Bodod because of their strong roots. That's what allows Klaiso to be the Amal Bodod. Okay. This allows us to give us an insight into the Bedidus and the Hagdar Brura, and that's the following. The Makam Shiye Sharish Ruchani, Sham Yesh Bedidus, Vain Sharish, Ain Bedidus. Okay. I have to do the whole paragraph and just to explain it. Let's just read it. So, if a person has a sharish rukhni, there's bedidus of not. Unzach on the mouth of bedidus, herchashesh nomloi shroshim, means he's found roots. Kamer hu oimid al shroshim, means he has a clarity of what his where his roots are, what his roots are. Because the mouth of the WL amounts of bedidus cost him. Hishamar pen yata iska rayon lipko. Don't make the mistake and think. Allow yourself to make the mistake and think. When you're amongst the chachamim who have a true understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, don't make the mistake to think Heather in your Abedidus or not, as Miles and Yechidus. You will lose the state of Abedidus of being with such people. Not true. Achi Abedidus, a Gemurah, and Yechidus are Shlema. How the opposite will be true? That's the true moment of Abedidus. Question is Barabbas, is Hashem? Abedidus, like Mindedus, but Mash, Adam, Ruchim, and Adam. You don't have to be distanced. Mashu Oymen al Sharosham, Aruchniyim, and Medavak Behem. He found his roots. He's connected to them. The Chavasim is called the Medidas HaGemura. Kehem Shomrim al Shoshem. Each person has a Sharish, and they're careful about that. V'chomayisim v'chomashav shalem v'chubar medubak makar shal kedusha. It's back to those roots. Ein shum davar mibachutz v'natak esam mishroshem v'pachim v'neyadam v'lekvodam v'leoynegim chitzianim. Okay, so what does he mean? So my simple answer is I have no idea. Because you have to experience it properly to be able to understand what he's saying.
But it sounds so complicated what he's saying?
No, it's not complicated at all. But I haven't understood what he's saying.
Isn't he just saying that the tachas is to be connected to your roots? That's the whole purpose of Adidas, is to remove all the everything that's chaitis between you and your sheirish. And the Mela, once you're in the Chavis HaChamim, then you already have that?
I think so.
That doesn't sound that complicated.
But I have not heard what he's saying.
Well, the question was, the person's Sherish means it. Is that what it means?
No.
So certainly when a person is busy playing video games and he has a hard time thinking about my Chavis HaBar Lamai.
I don't think someone's he's not talking about Chavos of Elam.
So when he said, the question was, what does a person's cherish mean? Whatever a person's cherish means, what he means by that. It makes a lot of sense that the more a person is disturbed by things going on around outside of him, then the less he's going to be focused on his true essence, or whatever, where he's supposed to be going, what he's supposed to be doing.
I understand. I would disagree with you.
Right, but he's saying that when a person's among chachamim, then so they will help him. They themselves are going to be focused on each one's going to be focused on their inner essence. So therefore, so he'll be able to be focused on that as well. Whatever that means, to be focused on your inner essence, I don't know what he means. But
okay, so we agree.
That's the point. Everybody does know to focus on your inner. So everybody understand to focus on machavasa v'lamay. That makes a lot of sense. But to focus on what a person's inner essence is, that's not clear what that means.
I'm not, you're intellectualizing it.
I don't know.
I'm not, he's describing a reality which I have no idea what the words mean. I know what the words mean, but I have no idea what the words mean.
I don't know, if a person spent the whole day thinking about what he machavas of Ba'ilamai, that would make a lot of sense to me, but then all of a sudden, he has to go make some money because he's hungry. He gets hungry. His stomach gets hungry. So he has. So then he stops thinking about Machavas Belame at that point.
But I don't think he's talking about. He's not thinking about Machavas Belame.
Right. So instead of Machavas Belame, he's calling it something else. He's calling it Shayroshay Ruchani. His spiritual essence or something like that. But I don't know what he means by that. But basically, a person who thinks about his spiritual essence, but when he gets hungry, he stops thinking about that.
So he's not saying you have to think about it. You have to be connected to it. You're connected with it, even if you're hungry, you'll still be connected to it.
Right.
I have no idea what those words mean.
Be connected with your spiritual
source. How do you connect?
Well, what is a spiritual source?
I have no idea.
Oh, sorry, no, that concept.
I can't discuss how do you in touch with an essence. Well, I don't know what the essence is. I don't know what the touch means. I don't know. I don't know how to touch it. I don't know how to connect to
so
it.
If he would have said Chavos HaBa'alamai, then everybody would understand. What he's saying intellectually makes a lot of sense.
I said you're intellectualizing it, but I'm not discussing intellectualizing it. I have no idea what he's talking about. He's describing a planet which I've never seen. I can describe it beautifully. I have all the words, you know. And this planet, they have planet, but I still can't picture it.
But he probably has a... Is it Mustafa? He's just using different terminology for something that we're aware of? Or he just was aware of things that we're not aware of?
So I think the measure for what he's talking about... So I told you Rabbi Tversky has his story about the time he went in for his bath, mm-hmm. Right? Right? So, like, after 10 minutes, like, we crave to be alone. It says we're alone, we crave to be with people. means you don't really crave to be alone, right? What we're craving for is, right, that within the world and the people that we're in, we should have some significance and some mile and some maimed, and therefore we feel, every person wants to feel an element of yechidus, that he's unique. Right? The problem which we have is that kol zman, we're within a group of people, we don't see what our yechidus is, what makes us unique. So we figure, well, if I step out of the rest of the world for a moment, I'll feel like that. But then he realizes that he doesn't really know what his yechidus is anyway, so sitting out of the world doesn't help him. And therefore he says, well, you know, I miss people. And he's back to saying, well, at least when I'm with people, I feel like I have significance because I'm playing a role. I'm all by myself. What's my role? The church has a true understanding of his bedidus, of his element of his being, can go his whole lifetime if necessary without seeing a human being and still feel that he's accomplished because he has a role.
So you have to do it amongst people to feel like he has a...
But at the same time, that person would truly have that feeling and that understanding, would be able to do the same thing once he's amongst people, because he never defined himself vis-a-vis other people. He defines himself vis-a-vis what his reality is.
So are we talking about a certain person's role in this world? Purpose in this world.
The word you're using is... I'm not using chavos. I'm not using responsibilities. I'm not using... The Baruch Hu created me as a unique being. And that allows me to have a connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the purpose of the Bria. I said connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I was given a way to have a connection, which nobody else was a way to have. Everyone else has a different connection. And my shorish, my nivros, that feeling of nivros, come on, his starting point is, this is a yerser omek understanding of what it means a nivra feels his relationship with his burei. So the nivra feels a great relationship with his burei when, you know, the easiest way for us to do it theoretically is we're not distracted.
Right.
So calls on with other people, I'm not thinking about my nivros with my burei, right? Okay, now Baruch Hashem, I'm not distracted anymore. I'm now in a state of bedidus. See, if I truly have felt a state of being of connection to my burei, so then I'm going to cherish that moment of lack of distraction.
Right. And are you saying that the connection to Hashem is that because you recognize Hashem created you? Right.
But
make the view.
So now, what he's saying within this paragraph, what he's saying up here is that in our limited vision, we sort of feel, or we sort of assume, that a human being, when it comes to the moment of feeling, the truly feeling the state of being a nivra versus a burei, will be so squashed that just, you know, if I truly feel the presence of the burei, so what am I? I'm nothing. So that's a mistake. The moment I truly understand what I am, and the mindless and the power and the talents and everything that I have, I only will truly understand that when I have a relationship with my brother. Because it only comes to a true function and purpose and a clarity of what it's all about, why it's there, and what I can do with it when I see it in context of a relationship of the fact that Baruch Hu created me like that. And he wants me to be this way, and he wants me to use that as a way to connect to him. And so when I get to that moment that, you know, we touch on it in a moment where a person stands in a Shemoneh Esrei, a person stands in a moment of a personal scene, in a moment of he's spyless, and he feels the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his life. It's not a crushing moment. It's a moment of relationship. It's a very uplifting moment. But if a person could then hold on to that and feel that on a more regular basis, he would feel as he goes through and he becomes more aware of what he is, it'll just understand now why that's there, what that's for, how that's supposed to help the relationship. Right? And then when he gets to that final state of that, he never is going to find himself better than anyone else. That's like the most illogical thing in the world. And amongst Chachamim, each one doing that, so will each the way Yomar Chazak, each person will be encouraged to understand amongst true Chachamim. Right? So part of our challenge we have is, you know, we live in a world of cookie cutters, so that means we're missing this Chachma by definition. Right? And the Chazak was saying, if you want some Chachamim, that's what's going to happen. Apparently, we're not Chachamim. Right? The person with a true Chacham is a true, real Havana of Bria and Bare and world and function and purpose, etc. He would see it, this would just enhance his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch every moment. So his Bedidus is when, but then he takes that, he says, and that is going to be. Because a person has a tremendous roots in the world of Ruchnius. Now, why does he use the word roots? Because he spoke about, you know, the he speaks about the other places, but he calls Smicha Binyan in the Avodah. There's certain parts of Avodah which you build. I do X and I learn to do Y. I'm building building blocks. Certain ideas that I absorb and they flower, they grow. It's organic growth. You take a child, you want to be mechanic them, and certain things you teach them how to say brachas. You introduce the concept of a love of a creator to them. And then as a child grows, you give different examples, he develops a better understanding of what that means. That's going to grow on him.
You can't, safer?
What?
This is from the safer that he...
Sicha binyan mechanic, right. Well, it's from there, it's also from, he has an Chelet Beis, he talks about Marbar Rizas. So, expecting the child to enjoy a Shabbos Suda, right, when he's 8 years old and sit by the Suda, that's not Binyan nor Tzmicha. He's not emotionally ready to do that. So you're trying to force Binyan on a case where you need Tzmicha. You introduce the idea that Shabbos is wonderful, and he absorbs that, and it absorbs the beauty of that. Slowly, you know, over, as he develops, these ideas develop in him, and then he'll see things which absorb within it to help him. So that's what a sharish produces. Yisoid hachasidus v'sharish avodat tmima. There's yisoid, there's a foundation, there's a sharish, and there's a roots. Roots, you put roots, and roots can take many years. And that, you know, the Eish.com has that story about the bamboo tree. Beautiful. They have a 5-minute clip about it. There's a giant bamboo tree in Southeast Asia, which they grow for, you know, for wood, etc. It grows to be 90 feet tall. They plant it, and they water it, and they fertilize it, etc. In 5 years, nothing grows. Nothing grows for 5 years. After 5 years, the tree grows. It takes about 3 or 4 weeks for the whole tree to grow to 90 feet tall. What's happening in the first 5 years? It's making roots to be able to handle a 90-foot tree. So it's spending 5 years of making deeper and deeper and deeper roots till it's finally ready to support the tree. The tree shoots up very quickly. So we think like we're not making any progress, and we're making roots. And then when the right time comes, right, the right moment, everything will flower. And also like, wow, you'll say like this tremendous progress over a short period of time. What happened? If we built our roots properly, so then the when it's time to flower, it'll flower very quickly. But there's no roots there. You try to force a different process, it's not going to work. So you see a kid, you know, all of a sudden like you go off there and say, what happened? We are putting roots in them, you know. They weren't ready to flower yet. They need a certain amount of maturity, they need a certain amount of independence. Whatever they needed, now everything which you put in can flower. You'll see like the things you told me is now makes sense to him, and he lives with it, and it's important. Like what happened? It rooted. So there's shroshim, which you have to build shroshim. It says, and when we have the shroshim, the things will flower and flower properly. But you need deep shroshim to be able to, when you have the moment of the bedidus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to really appreciate. That's what I think he's trying to say. It's as much as I understand it, but you don't understand it.